Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The U.S. to accept Syrian refugees. The United States says it will take in at least 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. will also increase its humanitarian aid for those fleeing the violence in Syria.
The president has directed his team to consider how we can further scale up our response.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says background checks on the new arrivals will be robust to ensure U.S. national security is not endangered. The European Parliament, meanwhile, overwhelmingly voted to support a call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory refugee quotas over the next 2 years. Romania rejected the quota plan, as did Slovakia. Hungary says it hopes to complete a fence by early next month to keep more refugees from entering. Al-Qaeda-led rebels killed 56 Syrian government soldiers during an assault on an airbase in Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the soldiers are either killed during the capture of Abu al-Duhur airbase, located in the northwestern Syrian province, or afterwards. 40 soldiers were taken prisoner and dozens of others are missing. Syrian state television confirmed government troops had left the base. The fossilized bones of 15 members of an ancient species believed related to humans have been found in a cave in South Africa. The hominid, described as a new species of human, has been named Homo naledi after the Rising Star Cave where the bones were found. The find was announced Thursday by an international team of scientists led by Lee Berger, an American paleanthropologist. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Democrats have blocked a vote of disapproval on the nuclear accord with Iran. We get details from VOA's Michael Bowman.
Opponents of the nuclear pact fell 2 votes short of the 60 required to end Senate debate on a resolution disapproving the nuclear pact. The procedural vote followed days of impassioned floor debate. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch explained his opposition.
It is not a cavalier attitude about war that leads me to oppose this deal. It is my unwavering judgment that this deal makes war much more likely.
Democratic Senator Tom Carper said Iran's nuclear ambitions will be kept in check.
We have the ability to know if they cheat. If they cheat, we have the ability to put right back in place these same crippling economic sanctions. And if that doesn't do the job, we have other alternatives at our disposal.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Obama called it a victory for diplomacy, for American national security, and for the safety and security of the world. The World Food Program is expanding its aid program for hundreds of thousands who are suffering from hunger and have fled to Chad, Niger, and Cameroon to escape attacks with Boko Haram militants in northeastern Nigeria. Lisa Schlein has details.
The World Food Program says nearly 750,000 people in countries bordering Nigeria are facing a worsening food crisis linked to increased violence by Boko Haram militants. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia tells VOA that recent attacks have led to a sudden surge of internally displaced people and refugees.
They are telling harrowing stories about fleeing from the violence, being on the run, sometimes traveling for several days.
WFP says it plans to increase food aid to more than 650,000 vulnerable people in Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. federal agents have arrested a Florida man for allegedly being part of a plot to blow up a bomb during Friday, September 11th memorial service in Kansas City, Missouri. The Justice Department says 20-year-old Joshua Ryan Goldberg handed out information to an undercover FBI agent on how to build a pressure cooker bomb, similar to the bombs that killed 3 and wounded 264 at the Boston Marathon in 2013. Goldberg allegedly told the agent to fill the bomb with nails, pieces of metal, and rat poison and put it at the September 11th memorial. Goldberg faces 20 years in prison if he is tried and convicted. And the Palestinian flag will be flown alongside those of full member states at the UN. The General Assembly voted Thursday, 119 in favor and 8 against, to allow non-member observer states to raise their flags at UN headquarters and offices. The Palestinians and the Vatican are the only 2 UN non-member observer states. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.